Hi, and welcome to The Rational Millennials, the show where moderate millennials break down current events affecting our generation and occasionally get sidetracked ranting about frustrations. If you like logic and reasoning, you're bound to fit right in. All right, so for our first topic today, we're going to talk about the one thing that is sure to cause some drama at your next dinner party. And no, I'm not talking about the Kardashians. Unless, of course, they're experts in economic theory, which I don't know, they might be. Unfortunately, our topic is far less entertaining, but it just so happens to be at the center of one of the most important ongoing disputes in recent U.S. politics. Today, we're going to talk about moderatism, as well as the one thing everyone seems to have an opinion on, and that is the Green New Deal. Now, this thing just won't go away, and it probably won't anytime soon. You, however, have a choice. You could turn me off, and I wouldn't judge, because quite frankly, this episode may make your blood pressure rise, like a dozen deep-fried Oreos. Now, if you aren't familiar, the Green New Deal is a congressional resolution to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, while also fixing income inequality and racial injustice. If that sounds like it's too good to be true, that's because it probably is. Now, don't get me wrong. I am for all of those things, and so are millennials. But the problem is that a lot of our well-meaning, left-leaning millennial friends don't ever stop and ask if something like this will work. And if it does, at what cost? Well, if you ask the folk over at Bloomberg, that answer is about $6.6 trillion a year. That's one-third of the entire U.S. GDP. And the sad part is that when pressed on this, they didn't really have an answer. Initially, the answer was to tax the wealthy at exorbitantly high rates. Barring the immorality and problems with that method alone, that would only raise about $72 billion a year. That wouldn't even run the federal government for one full week. Now, about half of the Democratic Party doesn't even like this bill. They say that the goals are ridiculous. At the height of the Obama efforts to cut down on dirty energy, emissions still rose. So how is this new bill suddenly going to change everything in a matter of a decade? The answer? It's probably not, and supporters of it know that. I saw an article the other day by Vox, the bastion of rationalism. The critics are just missing the big picture. This is an emergency. Well, duh. Just because we don't believe in a false narrative doesn't mean that we're ignorant of the facts. This is the new Democratic Party. You go extreme, or you're our enemy. In an interview the other day, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the masterminds behind the bill, mentioned that the question of whether or not we could afford this didn't matter. The world was going to end in 12 years. This was basically the same approach taken by Vox in the article. Now, you're probably wondering why I brought all this up. Now, I bring this up because the Green New Deal is doing something else. Something bigger. It's forcing Americans everywhere to recognize the polarity that is U.S. politics. When moderatism dies, so does America. Now, you and I know that there are several obvious reasons that this approach to problem solving is ridiculous. You don't disregard logistics. Asking how is not a threat to asking why. Every time we fail to plan, execution breaks down. Look at Brexit. A simple yes or no referendum. No details. No how. Look where that got them. Now, we knew that Brexit would cause a hit to the British economy, but we didn't anticipate that it would end up being the worst in the G7. Details matter. If we have to give away private property, if the government has to force people into abiding or face punishment, shouldn't we know exactly how this would work? Now, the point here is that bills are being proposed without any real forethought, and it won't matter because both bases are so deeply rooted in their political identities that they can't compromise. Now, I do not believe that America is as polarized as we're told by the media. For one, most metrics only take in specific streams of data and fail to recognize the true nature of political behavior. Now, this does not mean that we don't have a problem. Democracy is a beautiful thing, particularly a representative one. But the system works best when the government is held to a standard by its people. And for the people to know right from wrong, they need to be aware of the issues. It doesn't matter if you don't care for politics. Politics cares for you. Now, how does this wrap into the Green New Deal? Well, the Green New Deal is a perfect example of what happens when Americans grow soft, when we give up on rational thinking. This goes for both sides. This is what happens when moderation and a just approach to governance dies. Are we really to believe that this is the best America has to offer? Now, you and I both know some of the roadblocks to a better system. Everyone not only has to be educated, but recognize the value in civics, number one. I personally wholeheartedly believe that government and economics should be taught as much as English or math. Knowing the circumference of a circle is good knowledge, but so is knowing how a progressive tax system works. Number two, we need to be willing to compromise and vote with our morals. In a society with particular emphasis on Confucian theory, the people would look towards what they call a junzi, this morally strong and virtuous leader, to lead by example. When they fail, the people have an inherent right to be able to replace them. Do you see virtue in our leaders? Why are the politicians always the butt of every joke? Number three, we need to admit when we're wrong, and we need to understand each other better. As Marcus Aurelius once said, everything we hear is an opinion and not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective and not the truth. People will ask me what party I belong to, and I'll tell them the same thing. I don't. Well, that's a cop-out, they always say. I disagree. What's really a cop-out is to not be so firm in your own beliefs that you're willing to blindly follow. This is what leads to straight-ticket voters. Now, don't get me wrong. I definitely lean more economically conservative. As long as some individual rights and freedoms aren't trespassed on, I generally vote right. Sometimes I see libertarian as the way to go. And on some issues, I vote more left. How did I arrive to these conclusions, you ask? By forming opinions, based on the evidence that I have been presented with. I vote based on my core beliefs. I don't associate my beliefs with a party, and neither should you. You may prefer one, but to be one is a stretch. Now, the problem with U.S. politics isn't money, the media, or the politicians. It's us. We created the monster. When we stopped asking the right questions and demanding answers, when we let politicians pass bills that have little to do with the laws they set out to make, and when we stopped seeing our political opponents as human beings, we failed. Stop listening to the media. They're there to spoon-feed you garbage, because they know that like a burning car wreck, you won't look away. They need you to watch. Common sense doesn't sell. Vilification does. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country, said JFK. Well, for starters, you can start using that big brain of yours. Stop with the pernicious preference towards identity politics. Who you are is only the lens through which you form your argument and is not a factor in whether or not you are correct. Ask questions. See the other side and entertain it. This isn't hard, and it sure as hell isn't new. Ask the ancient Greeks. Aristotle said that the mark of an educated mind is to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Now, I'm not asking you to go hug a Democrat or hug a Republican. I'm just asking you to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Take the Stoic approach. Think logically. Put self-motivations aside. Stop with the Machiavellian cynicism. We may all be self-interested, but that doesn't mean we can't have a society that is fair, just, and moral. Now that's enough from me today. The rant is over. Feel free to leave a comment and tell us what you think. And don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next week on The Rational Millennial.